For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The 2026 FIFA World Cup Final will be held at MetLife Stadium. It's Monday, February 5th, and this is the New York Daily News. Monday's forecast calls for partly cloudy skies in New York City, with a high near 44 and a low near 28. Before today's top story, a mystery sheep showed up on the streets of Brooklyn before NYPD cops collared her, and she started a new life in an animal sanctuary, officials said Sunday. Police caught up with the fugitive farm animal in Sunset Park at about 1 p.m. Saturday after a 911 caller reported a lone sheep hiding behind bushes near 39th Street and 7th Avenue, cops said. Members of the NYPD's emergency service unit lassoed the lamb, which had no markings on it. No one came forward to claim the errant ewe, cops said. Police handed the sheep over to animal care and control, and later Saturday, the animal was on its way to Skylands Animal Sanctuary in Wantage, New Jersey. Find this story and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
The 2026 FIFA World Cup's final will be held at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, FIFA announced Sunday. While in competition with the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, the home of the Giants and Jets promised to remove 1,740 seats to accommodate a wider field for the beautiful game, the Daily News previously reported. MetLife Stadium would re-add the vacated seats following the World Cup as parts of removable sections. In many ways, we've got the whole world right in our backyard with more than 600 languages and dialects spoken across our region, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said in a statement. There is nowhere that better captures the breadth and diversity of the world's greatest game than New York City and our great Garden State. The final match will be held on July 19, 2026, in the East Rutherford, New Jersey Stadium. As mayor of the most diverse city in the United States, a city filled with soccer fans, we cannot wait to welcome the world for the 2026 FIFA World Cup, Mayor Eric Adams said in a joint statement with Murphy. The massive tournament spans 16 locations across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, with Dallas hosting 9 matches. The event will officially kick off on June 11, 2026, in Mexico City's new high-tech Estadio Azteca. The United States' opening match will be held in Los Angeles on June 12th, FIFA said in a post on X. The bronze medal final will take place in Miami, and the semifinal games will take place in Atlanta and Dallas, according to FIFA. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Amron Shake.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.